Adapting to a new reality of self-isolation might seem difficult, especially because so many plans about traveling abroad have to be shelved. At the same time, current circumstances encourage people to use different available sources of information to find out more about domestic travel and worth visiting places inside the country. Thanks to the guides collected in this category, even the virtual Russian cities tour might become a captivating experience full of unexpected discoveries. Syrians have done a great job reinterpreting the examples of the national heritage so that the process of diving into the atmosphere of the province could become a real adventure. Some guides provide the complete program for a day walk around the city and its surroundings. The list, made by Veronika Lakhno, will guide tourists from the center of Istria, rich for masterpieces of monumental art and modern street art, straight to such remarkable objects as abandoned swimming pool dolphin with mosaic panels laid out on the walls and the old windmill in the complex of New Jerusalem. No doubt, this long journey is unthinkable without an intermission for a cup of tea or coffee that you may find in a local cafe like the one called Chekhov, which is famous for its authentic interior and pleasant atmosphere. The guide through Yaroslavl could both guarantee a memorable stroll and enchant its reader with notes by Tanya Shilsina, who enriched the common descriptions of places and objects to see with her memories and emotions associated with the city. That's why the mentioned graffiti in the Respublikanskaya Street, the Monument of the Bear, fountains in the park on the Spit do spark our interest in coming to Yaroslavl and finishing the trip with a visit to the art space Teplo. Those in love with provincial architecture would definitely enjoy the Kazan guide made by Elena Petruchina and the guide through Yekaterinburg compiled by Polina Skorinova. The Sayambaik Tower, the Kol Sharif Mosque, and the Temple of All Religions are the examples of outstanding monuments which the capital of Tatarstan Republic is famous for. The guide gives us a chance to learn about the variety of local architecture while visiting the State Museum of Fine Arts of the Republic of Tatarstan, the National Cultural Center Kazan, and the Grand Concert Hall of the Republic of Tatarstan. Yekaterinburg through the eyes of Polina Skorinova is the place where each monument is alive thanks to its history. Zheleznaya Stays, Malachev's house, Pervushin's apartment building are the best examples here. During the stay in the city, we absolutely can't but see the rich collection of Museum of Fine Arts and Ernst Neizvestnyy Museum and find there the masterpieces described in the guide to form our own impression and opinions about them. They say it's not easy to reflect the aesthetics of the city's atmosphere in a guidebook. But if the author manages to do it, the readers get the most real impression about the place, even being locked in their houses under self-isolation. And this is what Nana Makarchan succeeded in. She captured the mood of Ivanova in her guide list of 10 places worth visiting and painted the town as bold, bright and vivid in her guidebook, so that we will definitely go there to see the birdhouse, have lunch in Bazaar dining room, and enjoy the charm of the Stepanov Park. Arzamas walking tour made by Arina Lewandowska looks like a digitized notebook of a traveler who feels nostalgia for the good old days and loves the magic of literature. If you want to put yourself in his shoes, the guide will lead you through the lower part of the town with the old houses and estates, to the theaters, and will end at the Gaida Park, where the life of the whole town was reflected as if in the drop of water.